Good afternoon, everybody, and very welcome to St. Dulach's Church, Balgriffin, this afternoon for our annual service of carols and readings by candlelight. We especially extend a warm welcome to listeners to local radio station Near 90 FM who are joining us this afternoon for our service. We're delighted that this is something they do each year, and we're always pleased to know that they are with us. As usual, music will be supplied by the First Company Boys of Great Brass, and once again, we welcome them here with us. We have come together as the family of God in our Father's presence to celebrate the festival of Christmas. In this service, we hear and receive the good news of the birth of Christ, and we offer to God our thanksgiving in the joyful singing of carols. But first, we pray. We pray for all Christian people that by this festival they may be renewed to fulfill Christ's work in this world, and especially for Michael and Dermot, our bishops, the clergy and people of this diocese. We pray for the world, which is already Christ, that those who bear responsibility for its future in politics, in industry, in commerce, and in education and communications may be inspired by the message of Christmas to work together for the establishment of justice, freedom, and peace everywhere. And we pray for all in special need, the sick, the anxious, the lonely, the fearful, and the bereaved. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the humility of the shepherds, the faith of the wise men, the joy of the angels, and the peace of Christ's child be God's gift to us and to all people this Christmas time and always. Amen. Our service opened with the singing Once in Royal Davis City with a solo by Laura Martin. We now continue as we sing the carol Good Christian Men Rejoice, followed by While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night.
Thank you.
And now we're going to have a story read by Sharon and Norma Williams. The story is entitled The Grumpy Cow. And after that, we'll sing Come and Hear the Joyful Singing.
Missy Moo, or Missy, as she was called for short, was known for being a grumpy old cow. But tonight, she seemed grumpier than her usual grumpy old grumpy cow self. She was grumpier than usual because she couldn't get to sleep. "Somebody blow out that oil lamp," she shouted. "There are animals in here trying to get to sleep, you know." "It's ridiculous. I've even put up a notice about it. Does anyone in here read my notices?" She went on and on and on. "Lights out," she yelled again, but the brightness seemed to get brighter. "There are no lamps lighting, you moaning old cow," said Clive the cockerel, who had an earlier morning start than anyone else. "Have you not seen the huge star up above our stable? You've got to see it. It's the brightest star I've ever seen in my cock-a-doodle-loodin' life." The little mice scurried to the stable window and looked up. "Wow, would you look at that twinkly star? It's amazing," they said. But Grumpy Missy just scowled and tried to lie down again. "Such a fuss over a star," she muttered. As she began to drift off into her longed-for sleep and dreams, outside the stable, it became noisier and noisier. Missy wondered why there were so many people going past. Her owner, Joash, owned an inn next door, and from the sounds of it, the inn seemed to be filling up with lots of people tonight. "Shh, you lot out there. Must you make such a racket checking into an inn?" Missy stuck her head under some straw to block out the noise. She even stuck some straw in her ears.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And they all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
And once again, she lay down her head and tried to get some sleep. When, creak, Joash pushed open the stable door, and behind him followed a beautiful lady and a man. The lady looked really tired. "Well, that's going to make things a bit cramped," thought Missy. But she couldn't believe it when the next thing that followed into the stable, would you believe it, a donkey.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that they should be delivered.
The donkey began making his ridiculous, noisy, ee-aw donkey noise. "This is absolutely outrageous. I'm so cross," muttered Missy. "I'll be making a complaint about this in the morning, that's for sure." Joash spoke to the man. "I'm sorry about this, Joseph, but my inn booked up so quickly tonight with everyone coming to sign the census. I know the stable is not great, especially for your wife, Mary, who's about to have a baby. But at least it will shelter you for tonight, and you've got great light from that unusual bright star up above. Call me if you need anything, and try to ignore Missy, the cow's grumpiness." "Thank you so much," said Joseph. "My wife is so tired. We've been travelling all day, and it's been so long." "Well, at least they're tired," thought Missy, and she tried again to get some sleep. Mary and Joseph settled themselves in and were fine, but a little cold. "I'll look for something to keep us warm," said Joseph, and began to look around the stable. At last, Missy drifted off to sleep. She was dreaming about green grass and clover and meadows when suddenly, wah! Wah! Missy jumped up and banged her head on the beam. What was making that noise? She looked and couldn't believe her eyes. What? A baby?
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Missy rubbed her eyes to make sure she was seeing what she thought she was seeing. This was now the limit. That's the last thing she wanted. A baby. And just to make her really razzled, the little baby was lying in her manger, in her basket, for her straw, on the straw that she was going to eat for her breakfast. This is outrageous. Simply outrageous, said Missy. I'll see about this. Forget about complaining in the morning. I'm going right now to the reception desk next door at the inn. I hope Stewie's on reception because he's going to hear my demands. I want all this nonsense sorted. This is simply ridiculous. Simply ridiculous, she muttered. Missy had just decided to go and complain when, creak, the door opened again and in came shepherds with sheep. Is this someone's idea of a bad joke, Clive? Missy asked. The shepherds began telling their story of how they had been minding their sheep in the field, when suddenly there appeared in the sky angels singing. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men. The angels told how a very special baby had been born here in Bethlehem tonight. The shepherds had come to see the baby.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Can this stable get any more crammed? Let me through. I need to make a complaint to the owner, said Missy. And she tried to push through when, creak, the door opened again. There stood three men who looked like kings in their kingly clothes. Mary smiled at the three men. They're very posh, thought Missy. I wonder who they are. One of the kings spoke to Mary. We have come from the east to see your baby, he said. We have brought special gifts for him, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
How did you find us? Asked Joseph. We were following the very special star that is over this stable because we knew a very important king would be born here tonight, said the wise-looking man. Missy became interested. A king? This baby in her manger was a king? Maybe the star was special after all. But never mind all that king business now. She had complaining to do, especially as this happy business was really upsetting her routine and breaking all her rules. What's your beautiful baby called? Asked one of the shepherds. Mary stroked the baby's head. His name is Jesus. Missy looked at her manger. She looked at the tiny baby. Jesus was lying in it wrapped in swaddling clothes. She looked at his tiny feet and at his hands. They were so perfect, with not a mark on them. Then Missy looked into the baby's face, and the baby looked back at her. Missy felt her heart fill right up with a feeling of love, a feeling like she had never felt before. She forgot all about her moaning and complaining and began to make a lovely, lowing sound for the baby Jesus. Baby Jesus smiled at Missy and her heart melted. Missy lay down behind Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus. "Oh, how perfect," said Joseph. "This lovely cow will keep us warm." "How perfect indeed," thought Missy. "Tomorrow I'll be less grumpy." And you know what? She was.
To stand and affirm our Christian faith in the words of a Christmas creed. I believe in Jesus Christ and the beauty of the gospel begun in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified the little town and whose spirit still brings music to persons all over the world, in towns both large and small. I believe in the one for whom the crowded inn could find no room, and I confess that my heart still sometimes wants to exclude Christ from my life today. I believe in the one who rulers of the earth ignored and the proud could never understand, whose life was among common people, whose welcome came from persons of hungry hearts. I believe in the one who proclaimed the love of God to be invincible. I believe in the one whose cradle was a mother's arms, whose modest home in Nazareth had love for its only wealth, who looked at persons and made them see what God's love saw in them, who by love brought sinners back to purity and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God. I confess my everlasting need of God, the need of forgiveness for our selfishness and greed, and the need of new life for empty souls, the need of love for hearts grown cold. I believe in God who gives us the best of himself. I believe in Jesus, the Son of the living God, born in Bethlehem, and for me and the world. Amen. And now we're going to sing our next carol, carol number 24, The Holly and the Ivy. And during the singing of this carol, a collection will be made for the Bishop's Refugee Appeal.
Thank you. reading from the Holy Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Luke in the second chapter at the first verse.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, Jane Mangan will sing Happy Birthday, Jesus.
Happy Birthday, Jesus. We come together now and sing Happy Birthday, Jesus. Glad tidings of great joy we bring. Happy Birthday, Jesus. Spread the news to every land and let the people know. His birthday party's just at hand as candles burn and glow. God sent his son, his special gift, to bring us hope and peace, to give our lives a marvellous lift. His wonders never cease. His party is the best in town and you have been invited. Come be with Christ who wears the crown and let's just get excited.
Another of our younger members of the congregation, Evan Watkins, will lead us in some prayers.
An Irish Christmas prayer. The light of Christmas star to you, the warmth of home and heart to you, the cheer of God and God unknown good will of friends to you, the love of Son and God's peace to you. Amen. God grant you light of Christmas which is faith, the warmth of Christmas which is love, the radiance of Christmas which is purity, the righteousness of Christmas which is justice, the belief of Christmas which is truth, the all of Christmas which is Christ. Amen.
Now, Silent Night, and that will be followed by two congregational carols. Do you hear what I hear? And No Wind at the Window.
Thank you.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Wonderful Counselor, give your wisdom to the rulers of the nations. Lord, in your mercy. Mighty God, make the whole world know that the government is on your shoulders. Lord, in your mercy. Everlasting Father, establish your reign of justice and righteousness forever. Lord, in your mercy. Prince of Peace, bring in the endless kingdom of your peace. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Lord, hear our prayer and fulfill your purposes in us as you accomplished your will in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.